In this article in 联合早报，四成数抵押一系套欠30万元，新山资产却成为烂尾楼。In English mean, a man from Singapore mortgaged his EC to cash out $300, but his property in Johor Bahru ended up being an unfurnished project. According to this article, this man bought a dual key condo in Permajaya, Johor for 1 million ringgit or about $305,000 back in 2016. He mortgaged his executive condominium in Sengkang and took out $300,000 cash to fully pay this property. Today, the property has yet to be completed. He is in a dilemma. Here, what is the lesson learned? First, he should have done his due diligence before committing to any overseas property, be it in Malaysia, Australia, or UK. They are both external and internal risks. Secondly, I find it to be unwise to mortgage his existing EC to cash out $300,000 to buy another property. This is what we call equity term loan or simply a term loan. This is especially useful for asset-rich, cash-poor baby boomer in need of quick cash for living expenses, or in this case, to buy another property. Here, what are the implications? I assume his EC will have increased in value since 2016. Hence, this term loan can easily be redeemed by selling off his existing EC. But if he was to buy another resale HDB flat, he is stuck. Remember, he owned an overseas property that cannot be sold. Lesson learned. Buying property is always easy. However, the problem comes when you want to dispose them away.